This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:52, up 9 1/4 on the open. September, 6:63, up 10 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.98, up 9 1/4 on the open. September, 6:29, up 14 1/2. December, 6:50, up 12 3/4 on the open. Take it out to July of 2010 wheat, 6.80 1/2, up 14 1/4 on the open. July corn opened at 4:30 1/4, up 4 1/2 on the open. September, 4:40, up 4 3/4. December, 4:52, up 5. March of 2010, 4.61 1/4, up 4 1/2 on the open. May, 4.68 3/4, up 5 1/4. July, 4.76 3/4, up 7 on the open. December of 2010, 4.49 1/2, up 3 1/2 on the open. July soybeans opened at 11.83, up 21 on the open. August, 10.41, up 21. November opened at 10.11, up 14 on the open. January, 10.13, up 15 1/2. March, 10.10, up 17. May, 10.06, up 20 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 379.50, up 5.50 on the open. August, 361.50, up 5.80. July soybean oil opened at 38.90, up 73 on the open. August, 39, up 67. June live cattle opened at 82.05, up 37 1/2 on the open. May feeders, 99, up 15. June lean hogs, 65.90, down 35 on the open. And July bellies, 71.90, down 30 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Why is the market off and running again this morning?
Well, my top crack meteorologist that I have the most confidence in says you draw a line from St. Louis, Champaign, either side of a line from Springfield, to Terre Haute, Lafayette, Indianapolis, Monday afternoon, 1.4 to 1.8 inches of rain. It's a wetter forecast for the Midwest, and as a result of that, that's one. Number two is that the Chinese are supposedly going to have a grain reserve of rapeseed of 5 million metric tons. The Argentine reports out of Argentina, smaller bean crop there. We're seeing a very strong market in the stock market, some natural resources. So if you own farmland, own natural resources, crude oil, iron ore, you're in the driver's seat as of May the 20th, 2009.
Okay, so I've got old crop corn still hanging around. What do I do about it?
Well, you probably hold on to it with this wet forecast. You have soybeans, you probably hold on to it with this wet forecast.
And if I want to start thinking about pricing crop, new crop, what do I do about it?
Probably wait. The reason we're saying that is this weather forecast is very serious. This is a different forecast than yesterday's marketplace, and people have to adjust according to the new tune.
Okay, let's look at the particulars behind the weather. NAS comes out, Illinois, Monday afternoon, 20% of the crop in the ground. It's now the 20th. Let's, for the moment, assume that they get going today. So you got 20, 21, 22, maybe 23, and so maybe another 25, 30% in the ground. if we come back next Monday and NASS says Illinois is sitting at, oh, somewhere between 45 and 55%, what does that mean?
Well, a couple things. It's going to be very difficult for a lot of the state to get much planning done between now and, you know, Thursday or Friday. You know, in other words, it's very, very wet. You know, that's eyewitness driving the fields. There's going to be some planting done, but, you know, the real planting is going to take place probably Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's going to be choosy, you know, choosy on which fields go. It probably means two things, that we still have, we're going to have more soybeans planted, more beans planted in the spring wheat growing areas, more oil seeds planted, and a lot less corn planted. We do have that 7 million acre discrepancy. The government basically reduced total acreage, but with more credit, better financial, and more returns in soybeans, you know, some of those acres will show up, you know, probably in the June report. But as a general rule, you know, late planted corn, you know, we do see some yield reductions in late planted soybeans. That's also auguring the market. The real factor here is we really don't know what the Chinese are going to do, you know, the amount of grain that they're wanting to store, they don't have enough grain storage for. We do know they have enough U.S. dollars. We do know there's all kinds of deal-making behind the scenes, exchanging Brazilian currencies for Chinese currencies and trade swaps with currencies which are very innovative. But we do know this, that, that we're going to have massive inflation. Governments can't tax enough. We're probably going to see some downsizing of employment and retirement benefits in the years to come. But as a result of that, it's pretty inflationary as of today, 2009.
So we're pretty sure that we're going to see more new crop bean acres get into the ground. I don't know anybody that I talk to that, that disagrees with that thought. And we're playing that against the onshore notion of what China will do. So the question then becomes for you and for our listeners is, if and when will traders let the air out of the new crop soybean balloon?
Now, you know, that's the big deal. And, of course, you know, I'm sure the prudent marketer sold a few at $8. He sold a few at $9, and he's going to be selling probably some if the opportunity arises at $10. But you know, it's an expensive way to margin for even a wealthy soybean processor to be margining soybeans, and that's one reason we're seeing a wide soybean basis. But, you know, the arithmetic is that it's profitable to raise 60 bushel beans times $10 a bushel.
Mm-hmm. What else are you looking at today?
Well, you know, it's very interesting to see, you know, the strength in the overall stock market, crude oil, gold and silver, and the dollar is weaker. So a lot of the major problems of the worries about the economy that we saw in March seem like they're lightening up some. The other major factor is that you have to be very selective which grains to be bullish, just like you are in the stock market. You know, not all stocks are created equal in the same way as the grains.
So we ought to probably touch a little bit on the wheat before I let you go.
Yeah, the wheat is an interesting commodity in the fact that we aren't going to see as much spring wheat. Russia, the Ukraine, is going to be a big player in the wheat market. The U.S. acreage is obviously smaller, and the problems in Argentina are also noted. So wheat, I think, is going up a lot because of the outside markets are going up, and there is always the problem with rust and disease with a wet feet, and that's another problem that it's going to take some time to make. But as of right today, we have a trend that's higher in the major commodities in Chicago.
It's a little bit of a scratcher because it looks like soft red winter wheat is about $20 a ton more expensive than Russian origin at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chicago futures market is a very proud market, and they're the leader of the world, and usually it's a lot easier to do business in America with good dollars and good transportation and honest weights and grades.
Speaking of that marketplace, CME Group says that they are going to expand its wheat, corn, soybean, soy oil, and soy meal futures cycle guide. You'll be able to trade corn, for example, as far out as December of 2012. Will people do that?
Well, I'm sure it will. And, you know, at tip of the hat for the innovativeness that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for being the world leader in that market. And also there is you know, evidence and talk in the Wall Street Journal that there's going to be less privately exchanged derivatives, and the new legislation is probably going to be a stricter enforcement of more exchange-traded derivatives. And, of course, that's also augurs well for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and Board of Trade.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at some particulars from meteorologist Ed Kieser. He says today, sunny and warmer, highs ranging from 80 in southeastern Indiana to 85 in northern Illinois. A brisk wind from the south and low humidity levels will lead to fast drying rates today. Expanded highlights, there is a slight chance of a few random showers and thunderstorms in far northern areas Friday into Saturday, but mostly dry weather is expected to continue across the two states through Saturday. The U.S. Global Forecast System model brings rain in on Friday and Saturday, but we're discounting the output of that model as it has had some problems with accuracy of late. You're listening to WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.